This is Aeneid, Book 1, lines 108 to 123. So a good bit of the storm before Neptune notices what's going on and steps in. All right, so we're starting with Notus Torquet. So Notus is the south wind. You could just, of course, say the Notus twists. Tres areptas. So you'll notice that there's not the word nahues here, but you can tell that that's what's being described because of the areptas. So it twists three carried off ships in Saxalatintia onto the hiding rocks. You could say hidden rocks as well, but the wind is twisting these ships that have already been carried off by the storm, but is twisting them onto the hidden rocks. Tali vocant, the Italians call the Saxa, the rocks, Aras, the altars. It's the Roman name for a ledge of rocks off the African coast. And what are these? Quae in mediis fluctibus, which are in the midst of the waves. So the rocks which are in the midst of the waves, they call the altars. Then you've got dormum immane, a huge ridge. So it's just describing what these rocks are. Mare sumo, at the top of the sea. Eurus, so the Eurus, the east wind. Tres ergit. Presses, drives, forces, three. Ab alto, from the deep. In brevia et certes, into the shallows and onto the sandbars. All right, so we've got one wind out there just twisting these ships onto hidden rocks. And then we've got one that's actually driving them out of the sea up onto the sand, into the shallows and sandbars. Miserabile visu, miserable to see. There's an ablative supine. In litique vatis, and dashes them into the shallows, into the shoals. Atque kingit, and surrounds them, encircles them. Agere harenai, with a pile of sand. All right, so this is not ager, it's agere, so with a pile of sand. Unam, one ship, quae vehebant, which was carrying, Lycios fidumque orentem, the Lycians and faithful Orontes, ante oculos ipsius, before his very eyes. Okay, so the ipsius is referring to Aeneas here. The ingens pontus ferret, the huge sea strikes, or hits, or beats. Ah, where to say, from its peak, in pupim, on the prow. Okay. So basically huge sea, so it's like this huge wave beating down, coming directly down from its peak, from high above. Magister excutitur. So magister, of course, most of the time you think of as teacher, but really it's the leader in whichever situation it is. So the magister for a ship would be the helmsman or the pilot. You could even say the captain of the ship. Okay. So I'm going to say the pilot is cast off. Pronusque voluter, and is turned headlong in caput. So the pronus and the incaput are really kind of a repetition here. But you could say headlong onto his head. Okay, but pronous and incomplete basically the same thing. So what are they trying to say here? He's cast off the ship and thrown headlong, head down straight into the sea. Ast tear and three times, fluctus torquet illam. The wave twists that ship. Ibidem in the same place. So it twists it around in the same place. Agens caercum driving it around. Et rapidus vortex and a rapid whirlpool. The rapid vortex, you could even say. Worat aequore devours it in the sea. All right, so I'm going to stop there because it's about halfway through the sense units for these lines. So let me translate that again one more time. So the south wind twists three carried off ships onto hidden rocks. The Italians call the rocks, which are in the midst of the waves, the altars, a huge ridge at the surface of the sea. The east wind drives three from the deep onto the shallows and into the sandbars, miserable to see, and dashes them into the shoals and encircles them with a mound of sand. One ship, which was carrying the Lycians and faithful Orontes, before his very eyes, the huge sea hits from its peak on the prow. The helmsman, the pilot, is cast off and is rolled headlong onto his head, and three times the wave twists it in the same place, driving it around in a rapid whirlpool, devours it in the sea.